Breakfast was brief, and Campbell was dry-shaving with a bowie knife when the vehicle passed the ruins of a fishing hamlet beside a raging river of whitewater. The destruction of the flimsy structures was absolute, way beyond anything needed to merely gain entrance. Worse, there were no bodies.
What could have done that? River muties?
Don't know. Better bolt the hatch.
The sergeant unsnapped the flap that covered his hand cannon. Just then, something erupted from the river in a geyser of foamy water. Wings flapping, the creature streaked over the smashed kindling and slammed onto the side of the wag. Claws raked the metal, trying to reach the men inside. A black muzzle was shoved into an air vent, and a forked tongue jabbed a good 3 feet into the wag. The mutie howled in frustration and crawled over the vehicle, searching for a way into the strange egg. A sec man cut loose with an AK-47 through a blaster port, but the river mutie had already gone under the wag. Suddenly, the belly hatch slammed open, and the thing crawled into the transport. A taloned hand slashed at a sec man, who dived out of the way. Another man slammed the stock of his AK-47 into the thing's snarling face, and a third kicked over the tin bucket, fire and boiling water covering the beast. Keening in pain, the mutie went mad, claws slashing open the seat cushions and a box of ammo, precious rounds rattling across the floor in every direction. Tripping on the loose ammo, the rest of the sec men scrambled for their blasters, while Campbell knelt and discharged the Colt at point-blank range. The blaster's muzzle flame extended to touch the beast he was so close. Incredibly, the first round missed, ricocheting off the belly hatch and out of the wag. Riveting its attention his way, the beast reached out and grabbed Campbell by the boot.
Rat me!
The blue shirt planted his other boot in the mutie's throat to keep from being dragged any closer, and emptied the blaster at the scaly invader. The 45 caliber slugs blew chunks off the creature's head, and still it tried to haul him out of the wag, the grip on his boot tightening to a painful level. Dropping the spent clip, Campbell tried to slap in a fresh mag when the APC hit a bump and the clip went flying. The sergeant threw the blaster at the bleeding mutie and drew his bowie knife. No stinking mutie was getting him alive. Then a sec man jumped onto the belly hatch, slamming the armored slab onto the beast, knocking it sideways. Partially trapped, it released the sergeant and fought for its own freedom, screaming and thrashing like a demon from hell. Now they could see the gaping, lipless mouth in the palm of each clawed hand.
Ready, set, go!
A sec man pulled the hatch out of the way. In unison, the rest of the Blues posed the beast with their Kalashnikovs, the barrage of 7.62mm rounds tearing its body apart, black blood spraying onto the walls. Cut to pieces, the mutie screeched and dropped out of sight. Instantly, the wag bumped a few times as the rear wheels crunched over the riddled body, ending the high-pitched yells of pain permanently.
Bolt that hatch! Bolt every hatch!